Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Emperors of the Ice, a true story of disaster and survival in the Antarctic, 1910-13, by Richard Farr, performed by Michael Page, with preface and afterward read by the author.
Hello, this is Richard Farr reading the preface to my book, Emperors of the Ice. Antarctic exploration is seldom as bad as you imagine, but this journey had beggared our language. No words could express its horror. Thus did Apsley Cherry Garrard describe the winter journey that he undertook with the two best friends he would ever have in 1911. It's an almost literally incredible story. Cherry left England for Antarctica with Robert Falcon Scott in the spring of 1910 and returned home to the family estate in Hertfordshire nearly 3 years later. He took nearly 10 years to finish writing about his polar experiences, and the manuscript ran to 250,000 words, covering every aspect of Scott's great, multifaceted expedition. It helped that his neighbour and close friend, half a mile across the fields at Ayot St. Lawrence, was the playwright George Bernard Shaw. Shaw took a keen interest in the project, did some editing, and suggested that a phrase Cherry used, "the worst journey in the world," would do nicely for a title. But the real achievement of Cherry's book is its spirit, and that is all his own. A deep love of life, a boyish delight in adventure and the overcoming of hardship, and a kind of gourmet appreciation for the constitutions of exceptional men. Published in 1922, The Worst Journey in the World may be the best volume of exploration literature ever written. I read it many years ago and loved it so much that I yakked on about it at length to anyone who would listen. But I knew that most of these people, however much they nodded and smiled, would not get around to reading such a doorstop. Besides, there were hundreds of books about Scott's tragic retreat from the South Pole, and what inspired me most was not the polar story so much as Cherry's own, The Winter Journey. The mad jaunt, the mind-bogglingly hellish side expedition, which he endured with Bill Wilson and Bertie Bowers, all for the chance to study the eggs of the Emperor Penguin. Briefly, I harboured the illusion that doing this would be easy. I would write a short, simple history book, a third-person snapshot of the winter journey that left out everything else. Unfortunately, it's hard to leave out anything at all. The mass of detail in Cherry's book underlines a point that's important for understanding the winter journey itself. Scott did not, as people commonly think, take one expedition to the South Pole in 1910. He took half a dozen expeditions, all in the one ship, to Antarctica. Each expedition was designed to explore, in the cause of science, a different aspect of an unknown continent.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?